Baylor University proudly presents The John Morris Show. Baylor University, where light shine bright. This is The John Morris Show on ESPN Central Texas, the flagship station for the Baylor Bears.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing about our guys is they stay really calm in the face of adversity. You know, I think we've made things sometimes harder than they have to be, and we could maybe improve some of those things. But I think at the end of the day, I think our guys truly kind of feel alive when it's competition, right? Like when it's the end of the game and they have to go, you know, they have to go score, they go score.
The John Morris Show is also brought to you by Amanda Cunningham, Coldwell Banker Apex Realtor, by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium, and by D'Amore Fine Jewelers, 4541 West Waco Drive, where Waco gets engaged.
How about the home crowd last Saturday, a little bit after the game? Looking back on it now, how big was that down the stretch?
That was huge. I thought the crowd was awesome. I thought they did an amazing job staying there. I thought, you know, I thought they were loud. I thought like even like our people here, like some of the stuff they did, like the in-game promotions and the music and all that stuff, like I thought it was as big time as it could be. And you know, that was a great day. It was a fun experience.
Stay connected with the Voice of the Bears on Twitter, on Instagram, and on Snapchat at Voice of Bears.
With that, we're excited to get ready for Oklahoma State. An excellent team, an outstanding team, great players. And in my opinion, and I truly, truly, truly mean this, year after year, I'm just amazed by the level of coaching from Coach Gundy. I think he's the best. And he wins with different players. He wins with different ways, different offenses, different schemes. But he does it. He does tried and true year in and year out.
Now, from the Petty Clinic Low T Studio, here's the Voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Hi, and welcome to John Morris Show on a, let me think, Thursday it is. Glad you're with us. John Morris, Garrett Ross in studio on this Thursday. Coach Matt Rhule in the open. Coach Rhule and the Bears headed to Stillwater to play Oklahoma State coming up Saturday, 3 p.m. at Boone Pickens Stadium. Welcome in. Glad you're with us. We'll look at the Big 12 schedule matchups coming up this Saturday. We've got a visit with Josh Ford coming up. Josh is one of the electees to the Baylor Athletic Hall of Fame and Wall of Honor. Josh, Baylor baseball, early 2000s. And Garrett, I'm telling you, that guy could hit the ball further. He and Jason Jennings, I would say, are the guys that hit the ball the furthest that I've ever seen at Baylor ballpark.
That's saying a lot considering some of the batters they've had come through there.
Right. I mean, there have been a lot of home run hitters, of long ball hitters, but Josh Ford was just this muscular guy. He was a catcher for the Bears, and he could crush the ball, absolutely crush it. Right-hand batter, so most of his were to left field. Hit one over the scoreboard one time. Okay, if you know that scoreboard.
That's a good shot.
Yes, over the scoreboard. And if I remember right, and maybe it seems more, you know, with time, it seems bigger and better than it was, but cleared the scoreboard by quite a bit. And onto the soccer field.
Yeah, when you see something like that, that'll definitely stick in your memory.
Yes.
Because that's not going to happen every day.
Right.
And were they using metal bats back then?
Yeah, I'm sure they were.
I wish they were still... They're still using metal bats in college. Because didn't they, or are they
no,
using
they still
them again?
Do. They've
they
been,
got away from it, though, didn't they?
Well,
like one year?
They've just put regulations on
okay.
them. Like the, you know, the BB Corps and everything. They've just
okay.
sort of adjusted the bats. And the ball probably has changed a little bit since then, too. But it's still metal bats.
Okay, I thought they got away from it for some reason. But then it's...
Yeah,
because I think it's funner when you use metal bats.
Yeah, and it you know, it's kind of a financial thing because you think about a metal bat, it's going to last a lot longer
right.
than buying wood bats that obviously would break a lot easier. So it's really a financial thing for colleges.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we'll visit with Josh Ford, Baylor baseball. He was on the 05 College World Series team, Baylor's last World Series team. We need to change that, but big part of that team. And we'll visit with him. Actually, on tape, Josh had a dentist appointment that started right now about 9 o'clock. So we recorded the interview with Josh, and we'll have that coming up for you in just a few minutes. So we got that coming up in the hour. Also, we've got a lunch with a legend today, which will be really fun at the Texas Sports Hall of Fame in Waco. And I think this will be really fun. It's Robin Jones, the big cat, Robin, a defensive end here at Baylor, and Santana Dotson, All-American defensive tackle for the Bears, and then went on to play in the pros, played in a couple of Super Bowls, won one with the Green Bay Packers over the New England Patriots. And so those two together, let me tell you, they're a pair. And to get them up there together and just get them telling some stories about their time together, I think it's going to be really, really fun.
Oh, I'm sure you're going to have a big crowd. And you know, the stories that they're telling, there's no telling what's going to happen. I'm sure everybody's there'll be lots of laughs going around the room.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. Those guys are great. And that's our Lunch with a Legend presented by the Baylor Sports Network, Baylor alumni. And I would say come join us. I don't know if you don't have reservations already. Let me do this. I'll text Doug Furch during a break and see if somebody, if there's any walk-up cushion there, if you had a walk-up, if you don't have a reservation already for that. But I'll text Doug Furch and check on that and get back to you. But it's 11:30 to 1 at the Texas Sports Hall of Fame. Matt Mosley is coming down to Waco, and I think he's going to broadcast from there, from the Texas Sports Hall of Fame. And Stephen was packing up and headed down there with the equipment just a few minutes ago. So stay tuned after we're finished at 10 o'clock. Matt Mosley live from the Texas Sports Hall of Fame.
I think they're going to get some interviews with the guys as well, so that'd be fun for everybody to listen to.
And I'm guessing those two were probably, Matt was probably in school the same time they were. It's probably right. That's probably his interest in coming down and
probably
being
so.
There for the Lunch with a Legend. I mean, it was real close if it wasn't the same years when he was in school. So I bet you that's right. And just a, you know, just kind of a, you know, fearsome duo on the defensive line for the Bears. Robin Big Cat Jones and Santana Dotson. All right, that's our Lunch with a Legend coming up today, 11:30 to 1. I know some of you listening, Jeter, maybe you're going to be there with us today. I want to say this also before we go to this first break. I need some help, and Garrett, help me, or our listeners, help me if you can. Text in on the Bush's Chicken text line, 254-662-1660. So we've got a dishwasher issue in our house, and it's happened before. It's like a blinking light, and none of the other buttons work because of the blinking light. And I talked when it happened before, I talked to somebody, and they said, oh, okay, here's what you do. And there's a way that you can kind of reboot, reset the motherboard that's in there. And, well, the last time it happened, I just turned off the breaker, left it off for a little bit. When I turned it back on, it did kind of reboot itself and everything was fine. So this time when it happened, and it's been a couple of days and those dishes are starting to smell, I tried the same thing, breaker off, back on, same. Tried it several times and it hadn't done anything. So I tried that trick, and, it's like a series of buttons that you push that is supposed to reset it. But I did that, and it didn't help one bit. So I'm kind of stuck here. I'm not going to get into, you know, getting into it and getting the motherboard out or anything. But here's what I need. I would like a suggestion on someone who works on something like that. Or can give me a suggestion on something else to try. So text us on the Bush's Chicken text line, 254-662-1660. We got to get it fixed. So if you have a suggestion, what I can try, I'll take that. Or if you have a suggestion of someone who can, or if it's you, can come and we can schedule you to come to our house and get that fixed for us. Mrs. Morris and I would really appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm the last person that would be able to help you with that. I'm not mechanically inclined at all. So I'm usually in your boat and searching for help myself.
Right, right. I'm not going to dig in to get the motherboard out of there.
No.
All right, so if you have some, if you are someone or you know someone who would be good to look at that for us, we would like to employ your services. Hit us on the Bush's Chicken text line, 254-662-1660 is the number, and I appreciate your help or a suggestion of someone who might could do that. All right, let's take a break. Back with more in a moment. Glad you're with us. John Morris, Garrett Ross in studio on a Thursday. Look forward to a visit with Josh Ford heading into the Baylor Athletic Hall of Fame coming up in just a few minutes. John Morris Show brought to you in part by Baylor University, where lights shine bright. Also brought to you by D'Amore Fine Jewelers. They're at 4541 West Waco Drive.
Where Waco gets engaged.
Baylor University has 330 student organizations. That's 330 ways to find your people. Looking for like-minded Lord Byron lovers? Check out the Literary Society. Get a pulse on your peers in the American Medical Student Association. Or if you'd argue you already have enough friends, then the mock trial team is shouting your name. Whoever your people are, find them at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
Welcome to La Perla, Waco's only authentic Mexican seafood restaurant.
The ceviche is amazing. Fish marinated with lime juice, house sauce, and avocado, and your choice of shrimp, octopus, or all of the above.
Once you try any dish at La Perla, it's guaranteed you'll be back.
La Perla, Waco's only authentic Mexican seafood restaurant, located at the entrance of the Central Texas Marketplace, right off of Bagby.
Pat Mosley Show brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas and Chevy truck headquarters. October's Truck Month at Jim Turner Chevrolet. With our best truck deals of the year, come see the difference. So many of our friends rave about transparent pricing, the highest trade allowances, and a huge inventory of new Chevrolets for you to choose from. Check us out online at turnerchevy.com. That's Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics. Sick 'em, Bears.
D'Amore Fine Jewelers is excited to collaborate with Tacori to share the love this year. For the first time ever, Tacori is giving their biggest fans a chance to enter to win a $20,000 grand prize of Tacori jewelry. Simply visit D'Amore Fine Jewelers today and enter for a chance to win your dream designs. Tacori engagement rings, wedding bands, and jewelry. Five winners will be selected from now until December 31st. Visit D'Amore today to win. Tacori lovers, it's your time.
Hey everyone, it's Jason Miller with Syntex Rehab in Belton and in Harker Heights. I wanted to let you know of a brand new offering from our clinic, and that is our concierge physical therapy service. So what is that? What is concierge physical therapy? Well, starting September 1st, our physical therapist can now come to you. If you have back, neck, shoulder, or knee pain and are too busy to come to our clinic, we can come to you. Instead of taking time out of your busy day, leaving work to seek treatment, our doctors of physical therapy will now come to you and provide you with the therapy that you need. This saves you valuable time. Time is money, so why not save it and let Syntex Rehab come to your office or business? For more information, visit syntexrehab.com and chat with our patient care specialist directly on our website. That's syntexrehab.com, C-E-N-T-E-X-R-E-H-A-B.com, or call our office at 254-630-1186. Contact us today and let us get you back to a life with less pain.
Football season has merged with hunting season, and Waco Custom Marketplace is your one-stop shop for tailgating, deer season, and fall as they continue to offer their fully cooked brisket smoked in-house. And specials like the Fall Family Box, 5 pounds of ground beef, 5 pounds of 6-ounce chicken breast, 5 pounds of boneless pork chop for $40. The Deer Camp Box with a pound of jalapeno, a regular summer sausage, and a pound of cheddar cheese, roll of crackers, pound of bacon, pound of breakfast links, and 2 pieces of sirloin steak for just $25. The Fall Box has 5 1-pound packs of ground chili meat, 5 pounds of stew meat, and 3 pounds of boneless pork roast. And the Fall Snack Box for $15 includes jalapeno, a regular summer sausage, cheddar cheese, pepper jack cheese, and a roll of Ritz crackers. And the Fall Savings Steak Box, including ribeye steaks, New York strips, and sirloin steaks and beef fillets for just $100. You can start your day with fresh kolaches baked daily. It's a meat market, butcher shop, everything, bakery, and one-stop grocery store. Waco Custom Marketplace, 425 Lake Air Drive in Waco. Go.
Back with us, John Morris Show on this Thursday morning. Here's the Rob Sellers Funky Bump of the Day today. Rob tuned in and listening to us. Appreciate that. The Rob Sellers Funky Bump of the Day on this Thursday. Welcome back. Glad you're with us, John Morris. Garrett Rossi in studio. Rob texts me also, Garrett, and says, I wanted you to know that I've started a Keep Garrett Cole in Houston GoFundMe account. And any donations would be greatly appreciated.
That's a good idea, because having him there is, you know, very beneficial to their success.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah,
pretty much so. Verlander and Cole 1-2, or maybe Cole and Verlander 1-2. But well done there. Well done by Rob to start a GoFundMe page to keep him there. That would take a lot of, you know, a lot of folks participating in that. But the Astros back in action tonight. Rained out last night. They play again this evening. Astros lead 2-1 over the Yankees. And most experts seem to think, and our baseball coaches, I talked to them after our department staff meeting yesterday, they seem to think that the rainout last night works in favor of the Astros with their pitching, and the Yankees' strength being more relief pitching than starting pitching, and already taxed, and now they're going to have to play potentially play four straight games, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, which they think works better for the Astros and their starting pitching rather than the Yankees and their bullpen.
They know a lot more about it than I do, and I will definitely take their word for it.
Yes.
Especially after the story you told me with the Nationals and, you know, them looking at it. And so, yeah, I'll take their word for that one.
Yep. So it'll be fun to watch Astros, Yankees back in action tonight. Game 4 from the Bronx coming up this evening. Let's see, want to mention the the Big 12 schedule is what we're going to talk about. Big 12 football schedule for the weekend. Baylor headed to Stillwater to play Oklahoma State, 3 o'clock Saturday. It's here on ESPN Central Texas beginning at 1 p.m. with the Baylor Alumni Tailgate Show. We do have President Linda Livingstone, almost said Coach Linda Livingstone, lined up for our tailgate show, which will be fun because she's an Oklahoma State grad. And it was homecoming at Baylor last week. It's homecoming at Oklahoma State this week. And she and the first gent, Brad Livingstone, both Oklahoma State grads, will be there for the Oklahoma State homecoming.
Well, that'll be definitely interesting. And I wonder if they're going to, you know, go visit the Greek town and stuff and check all those things out.
What Dave was
out.
Telling us about.
Yeah,
the walk around. Maybe. And I know they're very, very well respected on the campus of their alma mater there at Oklahoma State. So we're on the air at 1 p.m. on Saturday, kickoff at 3 here on ESPN Central Texas. Television is on Fox Television on Saturday. Other games, two games at 11 a.m. on Saturday morning. Iowa State at Tech, FS1, 11 a.m. This could be a really good game. I mean, we saw how well Tech is playing last week. Iowa State is getting things going themselves. Iowa State is 4-2. They're 2-1 in the conference. Tech is a game behind. They're 3-3. They're 1-2 in the league, but playing at home in Lubbock. That's that would be a tough game to pick, and I think is a really, really good matchup.
Oh, it really is, and I'm excited to see what that Tech defense does to Brock Purdy, because they've been rattling quarterbacks lately, and just to watch that chess match between him and their defense is really going to be something to keep an eye on.
Yeah, good point. I mean, forced three interceptions by Charlie Brewer, who had zero coming into the game. So that's 11 a.m. Saturday on FS1, Iowa State at Texas Tech. 11 a.m. on Fox, West Virginia at number 5, Oklahoma. This game last year, it's a year apart.
Yeah.
Two different teams. Last year, it was 59-56 Oklahoma winning in Morgantown.
I don't see that happening this year. But
I agree.
I can see West Virginia keeping it interesting for about the first quarter, and then Oklahoma ultimately pulling away. But, yeah, I can see it, like I said, just early on maybe being close, but it's not going to get like that, I don't think.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't think it'd be anything near that score-wise. And Oklahoma, I think they're very focused on where they are in the CFP, number 5 nationally in both polls, and eyes on the prize. I don't think they'll have any kind of letdown after the win over Texas last week.
Oh, no, and their biggest difference has been their defense. Their defense isn't going to allow 56 points by West Virginia.
So 11 a.m. on Fox, West Virginia at number 5, Oklahoma. 1:30 on Fox Sports Net. That'll be on Fox Sports Southwest here in Central Texas. TCU at Kansas State. And this is an interesting matchup,
too. It really is, and I think that'll come down to, like, you know, big plays and maybe turnovers will, you know, come into that. But you're going to have two teams looking for a win, and they're both very disciplined, and we'll just see how that one plays out.
Both of them are 3-2 overall. TCU's 1-1 in the conference. Kansas State is 0-2. But it's in Manhattan, and tough
that'll
place
play,
to play.
Yeah.
And so this could be a really, really good game. Also, this was a one-point TCU win last year, 14-13. TCU won over K-State in Fort Worth.
And then the TCU, you know, they got the quarterback. They're still trying to figure that out. So
right.
That could play into it, especially in Manhattan.
The only other game then after Baylor at Oklahoma State is Kansas at 15th-ranked Texas, 6 p.m. on the Longhorn Network on Saturday evening.
I feel bad for Kansas. Texas is going to be irate. They're, you know, they're going to be looking for revenge, and
right.
They just happen to – Kansas happens to be the ones they're probably going to take it out on.
This was a 7-point win by Texas. That's all last year in Lawrence. But, again, two different teams, two different situations. Texas 4-2. They're 2-1 in the conference, coming off the loss to Oklahoma by 7. Kansas is 2-4. They are 0-3 in the Big 12 so far.
Yeah, and I mean, they've been struggling under Les Miles. You know, they started off good, but it's different. It's a different animal once you get into Big 12 play than what you were doing. They had the good win at Boston College, but still, I think that's really playing a factor into it.
So those are the games coming up on Saturday. Now, the note in the Big 12 notes, for the first time since at least 2013, the Big 12 has four teams in the top 36 of scoring defense at this point in the season. So this league, which is, you know, really hung its hat on and has the national image of, you know, run and gun, mm-hmm. score a point a minute. Four teams in the top 36 in scoring defense, led by Baylor, number 17 in the nation, giving up 17.8 points per game.
And that is a stat that I'm sure nobody's seen coming.
Right.
You know, like, everybody, you know, that's been the joke or whatever, the butt end of the joke is the Big 12 doesn't play defense yet this year. That's what they're being known for. So it's just kind of ironic.
Yeah, exactly. So defense is really standing up there, and Baylor, you know, sort of leading the pack right now. Number one in the league in scoring defense, and let's see, in total defense, Baylor this week is third. They were second last week, but third in the league in total defense, giving up 340 yards per game. This Oklahoma State team, they are number two in the conference in total offense, 528 yards per game. So a severe test for the Baylor defense this week.
Oh, especially with Clay being out, you know, and seeing if they can make those adjustments. And I think you'll see it early on, really, if they're able to do that. But it'll be fun to see what they can do against Oklahoma State.
All right, that's the Big 12 schedule coming up on Saturday. Let's take a break. When we come back, a visit with Josh Ford, former Baylor baseball great, headed into the Baylor Athletic Hall of Fame in ceremonies next month. You'll enjoy hearing from him, and we'll have that when we come back. John Morris Show brought to you in part by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. Speaking of Baylor, Oklahoma State, they have a watch party at the Baylor Club this Saturday to watch that game. Game kicks at 3 p.m. Doors open at 2 p.m. Watch on the big screens, two big screen projectors there in the main ballroom. And they've got a buffet. The event is complimentary to attend, but then they've got a buffet that's available also, and you'd need to register for that. 254-710-8080 is the number. You can get more details on the web at thebaylorclub.com. So a watch party for Baylor-Oklahoma State football this Saturday afternoon at the Baylor Club. Also remind you, we've told you about this a couple of times, the Halloween dinner party in River Cruise, still taking reservations for that. That is coming up Friday week, October 25th, 6 p.m., and it begins with, well, let me read what it says. Picture this. Your night begins in the most grueling room of the stadium. There is a glass waiting for you, filled with smoky witch's brew. You're served a dinner that is to die for, and then you're whisked away into a haunted vessel to meet your end. So there you go. That's how they promote that. It is the Halloween dinner party and river cruise. Again, costumes are welcomed and encouraged. Spaces are limited. Reservations certainly required. Give them a call at 254-710-8080 if you'd like to be a part of the Halloween dinner party and river cruise on Friday, October 25th. All from the Baylor Club. That is the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium.
Baylor University has 129 undergraduate degree programs. That's 129 ways to be you. Like a Dark Ages expert with a history degree, or a light unto the world with a BA in religion. Excel with the structure of engineering, or increase your interest in finance. Keep your head in the clouds in astronomy, or your feet on the ground with earth science. No matter what walk of life you choose, take the first step at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
There are a lot of advantages in Texas. Great barbecue, Friday night football, friendly folks, and great Texas-only Ram deals at Allen Samuels. Buy a new Ram Lone Star at Allen Samuels now and get extra Texas incentives. Choose 0% APR financing for 60 months or 1.9 for 72. Or choose up to $9,500 in values. Ram Power Days at Allen Samuels. AllenSamuelsDCJ.com.
Come by. Let's be friends.
When you're out for adventure, get there faster in a Jeep from Allen Samuels. Look around. There's more adventure in Texas than anywhere else. During Jeep Adventure Days, the world-class subcompact Renegade is up to $7,000 in values. Qualified buyers can choose special financing through Chrysler Capital. Amazing year-end deals from Waco's most adventurous dealer, Allen Samuels. AllenSamuelsDCJ.com.
Come by. Let's be friends.
Honey, it's our favorite time of year, and I got you something to celebrate.
A McRib! It's just what I wanted!
Happy McRib season, sweetie.
Mm, I love you.
I love you, too.
Mm. Actually, I was talking to my McRib.
Oh, okay, well, I'll leave you two alone.
Celebrate McRib season with McDonald's.
Enjoy two McRib sandwiches for only $6. Single item at regular price. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Prices and participation may vary for a limited time.
Okay, so what's the most important part about your house? Nope, it's not that bar or the theater room with that sound system. Think about it. The most important thing is your roof. It has to withstand all that Mother Nature can throw your way, so it makes sense to have the best. McAdams & Sons Roofing is your first choice when it comes to protecting that valuable asset. Experienced professionals using only the best materials. So for new construction, re-roofs, repairs, or remodels, for composition and metal roofs, think McAdams & Sons Roofing first. And now McAdams & Sons Roofing is installing seamless gutters to give your home a bright new look and added value. McAdams & Sons Roofing will come out and take a look at your roof and handle all the insurance process for you. Don't let any fly-by-night company look at your roof. Let a real professional you trust do the work. Put McAdams & Sons over 40 years experience to work for you. Check it out at McAdamsRoofing.com. That's McAdamsRoofing.com. Or give them a call today at 254-799-2949. Because you don't want a kid with your house's lid.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Garrett Ross with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Hungry for fried shrimp, fried catfish, or a po' boy? Check out Louisiana Crab Shack at Waco Central Texas Marketplace next to Don Carlos. Baylor head football coach Matt Rhule met with the media on Wednesday, where he discussed an array of topics, including the outstanding job that linebackers coach Mike Saravo has done getting the team prepared to move forward after the season-ending injury to senior linebacker Clay Johnston.
I think Mike does a nice job of the Saravo cross-training them so they can all sort of play different positions. So if another guy went down, we would put the best available and move Mike or then move Terrell or Jordan to the other position. So they know what they're doing. And it's a nice thing about having vets. You know, they played a lot of football, so they should be able to help.
You can hear the full interview as a podcast on SyntexSportsFan.com or on the Syntex Sports Fan app, now available on iTunes.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. It's time now for a visit with an electee from the Baylor Athletic Hall of Fame. Now, here's John Morris with one of Baylor's all-time greats.
Back with us, John Morris Show on ESPN Central Texas, brought to you by UBO Business Services. A championship decision in business is partnering with Sean Hunt and UBO Business Services. With their 94% first-time fix rate, they leave their copier service competitors in the dust. You can call Sean at 254-772-1600. That's 772-1600 for UBO Business Services. Back with us now, and want you to hear from Josh Ford, former Baylor catcher, selected to the Baylor Athletic Hall of Fame Wall of Honor. Induction banquet is coming up November 22nd in the Brazos Room at the Waco Convention Center. Josh had a dentist appointment. He's probably sitting in the dentist chair right now, Garrett.
Yeah.
So we recorded this interview with Josh right before we came on the air at 9 this morning. But here now from Josh Ford from Baylor Baseball, headed into the Baylor Athletic Hall of Fame. As mentioned, we love to visit with the new electees to the Baylor Athletic Hall of Fame, the banquet coming up on November 22nd. One of the electees this year from Baylor Baseball. He was the leading hitter and a member of the last College World Series team for Baylor, 2005. It's time for the Bears to get back to Omaha, but let's visit with and welcome in Josh Ford, former Baylor catcher. And Josh, appreciate your time this morning. How are you? And congratulations on being selected to the Baylor Athletic Hall of Fame.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it. It's good to talk to you again, and it's been an honor to talk to some of the people there in Waco and have the induction coming up.
It's always fun to hear your story of when Walter gives you a call, you know, and gives you the news you've been selected to the Hall of Fame. You told Jerry Hill you thought it was a prank call at first.
I did. I had actually talked to my college roommate, Michael Griffin, a few days before that, and I thought it was him calling me and pranking me. So I had to ask Walter a few times, hey, are you sure you got the right guy on the phone? And he said, yeah, we do. So,
that's a pretty good story. Fun. Nobody pulls pranks like baseball guys, so you're probably right to be on your toes about that
very
one. How about your time at Baylor? You were part of some really good teams, and as I mentioned, a team that went to the College World Series in 2005. That was a great team. But even prior to that, 2003, I remember, was a really, really good year for you guys.
It was. We're basically one strike away from going to Omaha that year and beating LSU, you know, at their stadium. So, really vividly, and I think, you know, talent-wise, we may have been better that year than we were the year we actually went to Omaha. Huh. A little bit more experienced our senior year, obviously, but we had, you know, Durbin and Murph and Ross Bennett and Sacamano and all those guys on that team with the class that we had, and it was a good club, but just wasn't meant to be at that point.
Boy, that was a really good team. You had a lot of great teammates. You were a big part of that, but isn't it interesting how close you can come and be a really good team, but just one little thing maybe makes a difference and you don't get to the College World Series?
Absolutely. It was, you know, we won there Friday night, and, you know, Stephen White pitched a really great game that night, and then we ended up losing on Saturday night, like I said, by a run, and then they blew us out on Sunday, and that is one thing I will never forget. And we talked about that feeling on the way home, and just, you know, wanting to make sure at least before we left Baylor that we kind of left our mark and at least went to Omaha, and we were able to accomplish that our senior year.
You think that experience going through it, as tough as it was in 03, really helped you? You know, the next year you had a ton of one-run losses, but then maybe helped you in 05 to finally get over the hump and get there.
I think so. I mean, we have kind of experienced the ups and downs, right? I mean, we went, you know, had to play at Box Stadium or Box Field, whatever it's called now, and then the success that we didn't have our junior year when we thought, hey, we're going to be right back here in a year, you know, pretty much fueled us to work hard and make sure we were ready for that senior year. And I think we all knew it was you know, something we could accomplish. It was just, how are we going to put all this together and make sure what happened in 03 doesn't happen again?
05, you do get to Omaha, and tell you, that win over Tulane, unbelievable game. That's one of my all-time favorites, the way you guys had to come from behind and beat Tulane, which was the number one seed, right, in Omaha that year.
Yeah, they were ranked number one in the country. I think we got down 7 or 8 to nothing and basically crawled our way back and won it in the bottom of the ninth. Hmm. So that was really special and something I will never forget.
What was that experience like, finally making it to Rosenblatt Stadium in the College World Series?
I think it was more of a relief.
Huh.
We had always planned to get there. I don't think it was anything that we were shocked or surprised about. I think it was more of a, okay, we kind of finally did that, and now, you know, let's go see if we can win it. At least I knew that's how, you know, the people I talked to a lot and were close to felt. It's always good to celebrate, you know, accomplishments along the way, but, you know, frankly, our goal was to win the national championship, and Omaha was a big part of that. Just getting there and getting to that final eight teams was a big part of it. But I think more of a relief than anything else, because it was something we knew we could do. It was just something we hadn't done. So that's how, you know, at least the senior group felt about it. And it was a relief and pretty thrilling to be able to do that, especially, you know, one of the last years that it was at the old Rosenblatt.
Yeah, that was fun to go there before they moved to TD Ameritrade Park. And we get there that year, and it's Baylor, it's Nebraska, which was in the Big 12 at that time, and Texas. And after you guys swept Texas during the regular season, kind of ran into them, and unfortunately it was a different story in Omaha.
It was. I tell that story a lot. I think we beat them six times in a row or something like that year between – you know, the tournaments and things like that as well. And just, you know, they had some injuries throughout the year and things like that, and finally got healthy. But even talking to some of their players later on down the road, you know, they said, we really didn't think we had a chance. Like, you guys just kept beating up on us. And, you know, we made a few errors in that first game there in Omaha that we played, and we kind of felt like we gave that game away, but knew we could beat them. But the next one was tough. You know, when they knocked us out, that was tough, because I felt like we played pretty well and gave ourselves a good chance to win. And, you know, the Wheelis, who was hurt and had a bad shoulder, he ended up connecting on that ball and hit it out to right, and ended our season.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's tough to dwell on those things, even though I think you remember the losses more than you remember all the wins, you know?
Well, yeah, I hear that. There were a lot of great wins along the way, like that Tulane game that we talked about. Josh Ford is with us, former Baylor baseball standout, headed into the Baylor Athletic Hall of Fame. Ceremony's coming up in November. And when you think back on your total experience here at Baylor, not just athletically, but academically and everything else, what's top of mind to you from your days at Baylor?
I think just the people. You know, I met a ton of great people that are there, and Baylor people take care of each other. And it's been fun, especially, you know, in the business and in the world I'm in now, to meet people that went there and feel the same way that I do about it. I would definitely, you know, want to urge my children to go there. Or, you know, when I was coaching more often, I would always say, hey, have you looked at Baylor? And I think just the culture that a lot of its athletic programs have, I think the culture of the actual school and the academics that it can offer is pretty much second to none. And it's a very unique school, and it's a very unique place to be, because it is a fairly small town compared to, you know, in Austin or Dallas or something like that. But there's still enough people to interact with, and there's still enough to do on the weekends and things like that. So I know for me, the two or three biggest reasons I went there, one was I felt like the baseball program had a good culture and had good people in it. I liked the academic part of it, and I liked that it was a Christian school, you know, and people there aren't afraid to kind of walk in their faith and live out their faith and debate about things and things like that. So really attracted me there, and I think it's only going to get better, and it has gotten better. I act like I went there a few years ago, and it was a long time ago now.
It's not that long ago. Come on, it's not that long at all. And you mentioned Michael Griffin. You talked to him recently. Do you guys, your teammates, do you guys stay in touch pretty well?
not as well as we should probably, but you know, there's always some things that get us together. You know, unfortunately, I'm sure, you know, you heard about Steve and
right.
and what happened to him, and you know, we were all there, so it was good to see everybody at that point, but you know, not the best situation to see everybody in. You know, but there are, you know, I talked to Zach and Griffin and Paul Witt and Matt Forrester when I can, and people in that group, and actually talked with Russell Reichenbach the other day and a few more. So I try to keep in touch as well as I can. I know nobody does the greatest at it because people are busy with families and works and jobs and things like that, but definitely a special group of people.
Josh, I think you hit, there's probably no way that we can definitively say this, but you may have hit the longest home runs that have ever been hit at Baylor Ballpark. I remember one in particular, and I don't know who it was against, but it went halfway out the soccer field, you know, in left field. You and Jason Jennings, I think, crushed it at Baylor Ballpark more than anybody that's ever played there.
I think that was against Texas Tech.
You know what I'm talking about. All right, good.
Yeah, I do, because Coach Jonigan actually talked to me about that years after I graduated.
Oh, great, okay.
He, you know, he had said there was only a couple people he saw hit a ball over the scoreboard, and I was one of them.
Yep.
So, yeah, it was, you know, back then the balls were a little different, bats were a little different, but it was always fun to do things like that, to try to get – you know, a jolt into the team, especially if we weren't up at that time, and provide some energy in the dugout and things like that.
Yeah, boy, that's great. Well, let's wrap things up. Let us know what you're doing now. You're in Cedar Park and working for Thrivent as a financial associate. What's that job like?
Yeah, so Thrivent is a financial services organization. It's actually a Christian organization. They started out as a Lutheran-based company, and then opened it up to all Christians in 2013. So I started as a financial advisor with them, enjoyed it, and then was asked to move to more of a coaching role, more of a corporate coaching role. And then now I was promoted 2-3 months ago to a director role. So basically hiring and coaching new advisors here in the Austin area and even throughout Texas. So great company, and it's been fun to try to grow in this world opposed to just the baseball world. You know, there's a lot of similarities when it comes to athletics and business. So I'm around a good group of people, and I get to add to that team with hopefully more good people. And it's been a fun ride.
And we should mention your pro career cut short with not one but two Tommy John surgeries.
It was. I had my shoulder redone in college, you know, and didn't catch my junior year. And then had two Tommy Johns and another two elbow surgeries, you know, in between those. So definitely wasn't the way I wanted to go out, but I was around for about 8 or 9 years between the Diamondbacks and the Rockies, and met a lot of good people and had a lot of good experiences, but just wasn't meant to be for me.
And you're engaged. You got a wedding coming up. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
We have a little 6-month-old girl, so she's doing great.
That's terrific. Well, great to visit with you, and look forward to seeing you in November at the Hall of Fame induction banquet, if not before, and congratulations again on being selected.
Thank you, John. I appreciate you having me.
That is Josh Ford, headed into the Baylor Athletic Hall of Fame. Great to visit with him, catch up with him. He's in the Austin area, Cedar Park. And in fact, he said coming to Waco later today on business. So great that we could catch up with him this morning. The Baylor Athletic Hall of Fame Wall of Honor Banquet is coming up on November 22nd at the Waco Convention Center. You can be there. I mean, this is living, breathing Baylor athletics history. Josh Ford, the Wall of Honor honorees are Jody Conrad and Mark Hurd, Lisa Ferguson from Baylor softball, John Addicks, Steve Beard, Robin Jones from Baylor football, Lauren Higgins Paquette from track and field, Ryan Boccia from men's golf, and Curtis Gerrals from Baylor men's basketball. Those are the electees to the Baylor Athletic Hall of Fame and the two Wall of Honor honorees this year as well. For tickets, you can be there. Contact the Bee Association at 254-710-3045, or you can email Tammy Harden at Tammy_Harden HARDIN at Baylor.edu. Date is November 22nd, 6:30 in the Brazos Room at the Waco Convention Center. That's the night before the Baylor-Texas football game. And really always a first-class event. Walter and Tammy and Lauren and everyone with the B Association make it really, really first-class. So we look forward to that. And Josh Ford, very deserving of being selected to the Baylor Athletic Hall of Fame.
Who does the voting on this?
There is a panel that does that. I don't know exactly who the members are. Walter heads it up. Former letter winners, Jerry Hill's a part of that. So I don't know everybody that's on there.
Well, I don't know how the past classes are, but I've been listening to this one. And it seems, is the goal to get usually somebody from every sport, like, per year, per class?
I think they try to spread it around a little bit, you know, as much as possible. I mean, it's not a hard and fast rule, I don't think. But I think they try to spread it around to different sports.
I noticed that because you had multiple people from different sports. I thought that might have been the goal, is to get as many people as you could.
Yeah, which makes sense. Yeah. You know, spread it around to the different sports. The issue now is not finding good candidates, but really narrowing the field of good candidates down. Because you think about, you know, you're not eligible until 10 years after graduation. Mm-hmm. Well, that would have been 09 at Baylor. And you think about how Baylor Athletics was blowing and going pretty well in those years.
And that's a good problem to have.
That's right.
Very good problem to have.
Yes, no question about it. So anybody that's going in with this class, they are the cream of the crop. And Josh Ford is certainly part of that. Look forward to the induction banquet November 22nd in Waco. Take a break. Back with more in just a moment. John Morris, Garrett Ross will have the day of the day. We'll share some birthdays with you and wrap things up. John Morris Show on this Thursday morning, brought to you as always by Baylor University, where lights shine bright.
Baylor University's average undergrad class is just 26 students. Instead of a sea of strangers, that's 26 new friends with 26 new perspectives. Like Chloe, who has pretty unique theories on linear algebra. Deontay, who has vital knowledge of all things medical. Or Jess, who marches to the beat of her own drum in the Baylor Golden Wave Band. When you're ready to see things a little differently, take a look at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
If you want to get in shape, get rid of weight or inches, you have to make a commitment to work out. End the excuses of not enough time or you're too tired or busy. There's a special place that will change your life. Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness on Lakeshore Drive in Waco. And they have a commitment to you too, with personal trainers Christy London and Randall Corey. State-of-the-art Cybex equipment, weights, spin bikes, clean, spacious locker rooms, each with a whirlpool, towel service, a staff that knows your name when you walk through the front door. It's a place for your family, friends, you and me. No better tennis facilities with Britt Coleman, the tennis pro. Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness, a place you could call home, a place you could work out on your own or with group exercise classes, spin or spinnable, boot camp, yoga, bar class, and body shaping. It's time to make Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness your home away from home. You just need to walk to the front door, and you've started the journey to fitness and feeling better on Lakeshore Drive in Waco. And take it from me, it will change your life like you will never imagine.
In Waco, Texas values are important. We value hard work, we believe in our community, and we honor our history. At Jeff Hunter Toyota, we share these Waco values. That's why we support the Baylor Bears, lend a hand to Fuzzy Friends Rescue, and aid the Salvation Army. We believe in the value of a dollar, and we believe in high quality. That's what you'll find every day at Jeff Hunter Toyota. Shop Jeff Hunter Toyota. Toyota quality. Waco values.
Miller Lite is brewed for every Cowboys fan who knows Miller Lite has been the only beer of the Cowboys since day one. Because when it comes to your team and your beer, you never compromise. That's why we brew Miller Lite with great taste and only 96 calories. Miller Lite. Hold true. Celebrate responsibly. 2018 Miller Brewing Company, Fort Worth, Texas. Average analysis, 12 fluid ounces, 96 calories, 3.2 grams carbs, less than 1 gram protein, and 0 grams fat.
Since 1952, Texas Farm Bureau Insurance has been protecting customers' moments, the big, the small, and the everyday, helping customers manage the financial risk of everyday life and successfully recover from any insured loss through prompt, professional, and personal service based on high ethical standards and fairness. And J.D. Power has honored Texas Farm Bureau Insurance 8 consecutive years for highest customer satisfaction among auto insurers. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, TXFV-INS.com.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Garrett Ross with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Hungry for fried shrimp, fried catfish, or a po' boy? Check out Louisiana Crab Shack at Waco Central Texas Marketplace next to Don Carlos. Baylor head football coach Matt Rhule met with the media on Wednesday, where he discussed an array of topics, including the outstanding job that linebackers coach Mike Saravo has done getting the team prepared to move forward after the season-ending injury to senior linebacker Clay Johnston.
I think Mike does a nice job of Chris Saravo cross-training them so they can all sort of play different positions. So if another guy went down, we would put the best available in. And move Mike or then move Terrell or Jordan to the other position. So they know what they're doing. And it's a nice thing about having vets. You know, they played a lot of football, so they should be able to help.
You can hear the full interview as a podcast on SyntexSportsFan.com or on the Syntex Sports Fan app, now available on iTunes.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. Back to the John Morris Show. Now, back to today's JMO Radio Show. Here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Back to wrap things up. Final segment, John Morris Show on this Thursday morning. Appreciate Garrett, and stay tuned. Matt Mosley Show is coming up next, top of the hour, and they will be live from the Texas Sports Hall of Fame here in Waco. That's 10 to noon, leading into our Lunch with a Legend today with Robin Big Cat Jones and Santana Dotson. So looking forward to that, and just keep it right here, and you'll hear Matt live from the Texas Sports Hall of Fame. Day of the day today, was it yesterday? Oh, was it 2 days ago that was Grouch Day?
Yeah, it was a couple days ago.
So we've moved on from that. Today is, Garrett tells me, National Pasta Day. There you go. I can get behind that.
I'm not a big pasta fan.
You're not? Really?
No, I don't know what it is. I've never really been a big pasta fan.
Wow. History here. While we find noodles all over the world, pasta is a type of noodle of traditional Italian cuisine, for sure. First references date back to 1154 in Sicily and was first attested to in English in 1874. So there's a bit of the history going back with pasta, and not a surprise that it dates back to Italy.
No, and I might need to rephrase that. I'm not a fan of, like, Alfredo. I don't like that nasty cheese sauce. That's
okay,
not for me.
Okay, okay.
But there's some pastas I will eat.
When you say pasta, that's really a pretty good variety.
It really is. And I guess my palate has been narrow. So, like, I only know a few. And I'm not a big spaghetti fan either, so I'll throw that in there as
all
well.
All right, all right. Yeah. So today is National Pasta Day. Garrett will not be celebrating.
No, I'll pass.
In any sense of the word. Let's see, some birthdays today we want to mention. Doug Dixon, today's Doug's birthday. Happy birthday to Doug Dixon, and a good friend of ours for a long, long time down at B&B Athletic Supply. Jordan Feuerbacher, former Baylor tight end. Today's Jordan's birthday. Trey Hartz, former Baylor track standout. Today is Trey's birthday. Craig Hodges, good Baylor man in the Dallas area. Today is Craig's birthday. And let's see, Wesley Dunlap, Baylor grad. Today's Wesley's birthday. And Paul Rummage, also good friends with ours, Paul and Carol Rummage, and good friends with the Bruners. And in fact, I saw them at the Bruners tailgate last Saturday. So happy birthday to Paul Rummage this morning.
Two today. Spur head coach Tate Clark, today's his birthday. And then one of my seven classmates at Oglesby, Scott Sawyer, today was his birthday as well.
One of seven.
One of my seven classmates.
If you have a class reunion, you could meet at one table.
Oh, easily.
You don't need a restaurant or a back room. It could be one table.
Yeah, just one. One table.
Have you had any class reunions?
I have not.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't really talk to too many people. Too many of the seven.
Of the seven.
Of the seven.
But one of them's birthday is today.
Yeah, but one of them's birthday is today.
Very good. All right, Garrett, appreciate it. Thanks very much. Thanks for listening. We appreciate you being with us this morning. Hope you enjoyed hearing from Josh Ford former Baylor slugging catcher, headed into the Baylor Athletic Hall of Fame. And now stay tuned. Matt Mosley, Matt Mosley Show is coming up next. They are live at the Texas Sports Hall of Fame. That will lead right into our Lunch with a Legend. So I'll see Matt and Steven when I get over there for the Lunch with a Legend with Robin Jones and Santana Dotson. It'll be a lot of fun for that. Hopefully some of you listening are making plans to be there for that as well. Right now, stay tuned. Matt Mosley is next. Lord willing, we'll talk to you tomorrow at 9 here on ESPN Central Texas.
Thank you, John. Thank you, everybody.